A car accident nearly ended Stephen King's life in 1999, lying in a hospital bed with his leg shattered in 9 places, spine chipped, ribs broken. He faced a question that haunts every creator: would he ever write again? 5 weeks later, drenched in sweat and trembling with pain, he sat at his laptop for 1 hour and 40 minutes, his longest time upright since the crash. The words came slowly, like an old man crossing a stream on slippery stones, but they came. This moment of defiance against despair became the second half of On Writing, a book that has sold over 1 million copies and transformed how we think about the craft. What makes King's advice so powerful isn't just his 60 novels or 350 million books sold, it's his refusal to romanticize the work. Writing isn't mystical. It's a job, requiring 2 things: read a lot, write a lot. Everything else is just showing up. Before terrifying millions, Stephen King was a sick kid in Maine copying Combat Casey comics word for word into a blue horse tablet. An ear infection kept him home from first grade, and boredom drove him to imitation. When his mother found him hunched over these pages, she asked why he wasn't writing his own stories. That question unlocked everything. His first creation featured Mr. Rabbit Trick, a magical bunny leading forest animals on adventures. His mother laughed at the right moments, then said words that would sustain him through decades of rejection. It's good enough to be in a book. She mailed copies to her 4 sisters, who sent back $1, King's first payment as a writer. Later, inspired by The Pit and the Pendulum, he novelized the film, selling 3 dozen copies at school for 25 cents each before the principal shut him down. These early hustles taught him writing was work that could be rewarded. The lesson crystallized when John Gould, editor of the Lisbon Weekly Enterprise, hired teenage King as a sports reporter. Gould's ruthless editing, slashing unnecessary words with red pen, taught King that rewriting meant taking out all the things that are not the story. That principle would anchor his entire career. Writers need a well-stocked toolbox. At the top sits vocabulary, not fancy words to impress, but the right words to communicate. King warns against dressing up language out of misguided shame. Use end instead of terminate. Use instead of utilize. Hemingway and Steinbeck built empires with straightforward language because writing is about clarity, not performance. Grammar sits beside vocabulary. While you needn't always write complete sentences, following basic rules creates understanding. King particularly despises passive voice. The meeting will be held versus the meeting's at 7, an adverb's cluttering dialogue attribution. Instead of "he said angrily," let the dialogue itself convey emotion. Below these fundamentals lies style, the art of paragraphs, pacing, rhythm. Fiction paragraphs breathe with the narrative's needs. Sometimes a paragraph is one sentence, creating a beat, a pause, a transition. King uses paragraph length like a musician uses tempo. When these tools harmonize, words become sentences, sentences become paragraphs, and those paragraphs quicken and begin to breathe. If you want to be a writer, you must do 2 things: read a lot and write a lot. There's no shortcut. King reads 70 to 80 books yearly, mostly fiction, not to study craft, but because he loves stories. Yet every book teaches something, and bad books often teach more than good ones by showing what doesn't work. If you don't have time to read, you don't have the tools to write. King's routine is uncompromising: mornings for new writing, afternoons for naps and letters, evenings for reading and family. Once he starts a project, he doesn't stop unless absolutely necessary. Daily writing keeps characters feeling like real people rather than constructs. He sets a daily goal of 20,000 words, about 10 pages, which yields a novel in 3 months. Your writing space doesn't need to be fancy. King wrote his first novels in a trailer's laundry room, but it absolutely needs a door you're willing to close. That closed door tells the world and yourself that you mean business. Write what you know, not your resume, but your emotional truths and observations. King distrusts plot because life rarely follows neat structures. He sees stories as fossils to excavate, not construct. Instead of plot, he prefers situation, a what-if premise. What if vampires invaded a small town? What if a rabid dog trapped a mother and son? Misery began with a dream about a captive writer, but the characters took over and created something more complex than planned. Creating characters requires observing real people, how they talk, move, and reveal themselves through small actions. Characters aren't drawn directly from life, but must behave reasonably given what we know. Well-developed characters come alive and make their own decisions, often surprising the author and solving storytelling problems. The core ideas: practice is invaluable, honesty is indispensable. Writing requires two drafts and a polish. After finishing your first draft, celebrate, then set it aside for at least 6 weeks. This distance is essential. When you return, read the entire manuscript in one sitting if possible. With fresh eyes, you'll spot plot holes and character inconsistencies invisible during daily composition. Make mechanical corrections while asking deeper questions. Is the story coherent? What recurring elements form a theme? Most importantly, identify what you meant so you can reinforce that meaning while cutting material that strays. After revisions, show the manuscript to trusted readers. King's ideal reader is his wife Tabitha, supportive yet unflinching. He also sends manuscripts to 4 to 8 trusted friends. When multiple readers identify the same problem, fix it. If opinions contradict, the tie goes to the writer. One valuable revision principle: formula, second draft equals first draft minus 10%. Every story is collapsible. If you can't cut 10% while maintaining the essence, you're not trying hard enough. The effect is immediate and amazing. Literary Viagra. Writing isn't about money or fame. It's about enriching lives. King writes for the buzz and pure joy of creation, never thinking about payment. If you write for joy, you can do it forever. The second half of On Writing was written during his recovery from a near-fatal accident, proving that writing can be a way back to life. Writing is magic, as much the water of life as any creative art, and the water is free. King's approach strips away the mystique. There are no secret formulas, only the work. Read widely, write regularly, tell the truth as you see it. That's what separates writers from wannabes, the willingness to do the work day after day, whether inspiration strikes or not. King's final gift is permission. Permission to try, to fail, to keep going anyway. So pick up your pen, close your door, and write.